Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope you're having a great start to your, what is today, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday, yeah.
So we'll have Jason Kelsey with us tomorrow. All these days run together.
We got Ross
all these...
really didn't know who Gene Stapleton was?
Yeah, John, it's a
pretty... lot of people don't,
it's a deep cut.
I would guess a lot of the people listening don't.
Okay.
Over 50%.
Really?
All in the family.
Yeah.
All in the family.
Shocking, I know.
Carol O'Connor,
that's
Gene Stapleton.
That's way back.
43 yeah. and 46 but here's when the problem. Show began.
No, it blows my mind, too, but it's also 50 years ago, so most people don't know what you're talking about.
It was 1971.
Yes, that's...
That's a long time ago. 54
years 50, ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
All right.
Oh, no.
Let's give you the Twitter poll question
oldness.
Of the day.
Oldness. Yeah. Oldness? What the heck?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Twitter poll.
Oh, yes. That's a drop right there.
There you go. Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. ArminChevy.com. Together, let's try. Poll question, who should bat lead up for the Phils? Who should bat clean up for the Phils in the playoffs? Three choices, Bader, Boehm, JT. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's get to Juice right now. We'll talk to Mike Wick in about 6 or 7 minutes. Good morning, Juice.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Great, Juice.
All right. So, real quick on the Phillies. I think it's amazing that they have almost 30,000 people going to watch this exhibition, I guess you call it.
Sure, of course.
So, yeah. I think three's a little bit overkill. 162 games is a lot of games for these guys. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like three's a little overkill. Especially
well, they just played 162, and I wouldn't be afraid of three more. Listen, Juice, my basic argument was just keep playing baseball. Don't fall out of rhythm. Just play baseball. That was my argument. Simple. Play baseball. Yeah. And I would be willing to risk. Listen, 25 guys aren't going to get injured. Maybe one or two guys would get injured. I'd be willing to risk that. Then a bunch of guys falling out of rhythm. Now, I'm glad they're playing one. I wish they would play more.
And a team predicated on hitting, yeah, I can understand that because, you know, they got to get the bats going again. So
that's my point.
Yes, I definitely can understand that. Real quick on the Eagles before I give you my answer. So we were talking about AJ yesterday, and I brought up how he could be missing a step. So I looked at the AJ Brown the last game. You know, coming out of his cuts and stuff like that, he's got no separation. And you can't quit on a ball on a play and then turn around and say, I want the ball. I feel like most of the time AJ has a gripe, but this time I feel like it's him as well as Hurts, not just Hurts. I don't feel like it's all Jalen Hurts. I feel like AJ has a lot.
That's
he's
fair.
Like complicit.
You're right.
In not being able to get open.
Well, I think that's on AJ. That's on the coaches. If you've got certain coverages, you know you've got man beater routes. You've got zone beater routes and route combinations that you can turn to that, you know, can help your guys get open. You motion AJ. That can help. Break him open if he needs an additional assistance.
Sure. Well, listen, Juice, I want to play some audio for you in a moment here and for everyone that Jaws said it was yesterday that kind of echoes what you're saying. Juice, give me an answer, my man, for John Legend tickets, a notable fictional curmudgeon.
All right, so I'm going to tell you, I'm on the line the next 2 days because my fiance's birthday is 6 days after the John Legend concert. So I need those tickets. Oscar DeGrasse.
Ooh.
Who'd he say?
Oscar the Grouch.
Wow.
He might get him.
Goodness. Wow. Choose that.
That's some haymakers, man.
That could get it done.
I didn't realize that many grouches out there.
Dude, that is big.
Curmudgeons.
Oscar the Grouch is a big answer.
Big one.
All right, speaking of answers, let's listen to Jaws and what he said to us yesterday. His assessment of A.J. Brown, in light of what Juice just said, that Juice's eyes are telling him A.J.'s not just playing as well. Here's what Jaws says, and he, in many ways, echoes that.
But I got to be honest with you, Joe. I don't think A.J. is doing a really good job of getting open. You know, I go through the tape, went through last night again, and he's struggling to get open, to get separation. The deep ball winning wasn't there against Tampa Bay, where he had one-on-one on the outside. Now, the throws weren't the most accurate from Jalen, but I think the chemistry is just off a tad, and I think it'll come together again. But as far as being a deep receiver, I just think he wants football.
All right, Jaws, let's talk about the getting open thing, because we heard what you and Jason Avant said post-game, and we played it a few times yesterday. So I'm curious, and I know the tape can't prove this, if he's diminished athletically, currently injured, a little banged up from the knee last year, do you sense that he's a lesser player than he had been in his first three seasons? Do you sense that he's not running as hard because he's frustrated? I know it's unprovable with the tape, but what do you think is going on with him not being open as much?
Well, you know, I don't know about injuries. I don't know about any of that stuff. I just go on what the tape tells me, and that means he's not getting open. They're trying go routes or trying dig routes, and he's just not getting open. And you reverted to Jason Avant and I speaking about, you know, where the balls are thrown. And the two deep balls, one up the left side and one up the right side, and were literally both out of bounds because he did not give Jalen room to throw the football. We call it the box, 5 yards from the sideline and in, you know, down the field. And he's throwing the ball pretty much 5 yards outside the box because when you look at what AJ's doing, he's running right up the sideline. There's no room to throw the football. And he just not willing to give Jalen room to throw the football into. That window just isn't there.
Not good news, John. Not good news.
Well, I don't think it's permanent, a lack of ability to get open by AJ. I know that he is frustrated. I know that that contributes to this. And it's just a bit of a puzzle that they all have to kind of put their minds together to figure out in some cases. And we need to have a willingness to work together
for sure.
To get through this.
So I want to give everyone a call to action for Time's Yours, which will be in an hour. Because we've been talking about AJ most of the week. And the Times Yours phone number is 215-238-4500. I am curious. If you had a message you want to deliver to AJ Brown, what is it? We will play, coming up at 9:45, the best salvos that you have toward AJ Brown. It could be Bill Clinton, I feel your pain. You know, it could be like, hey, AJ, you are being done wrong. You are the superstar. They should be getting you the ball a ton more. I feel your pain, AJ. You could say that. You could say, dude, what are you doing? Like, even if I feel your pain, what are you doing? Why are you tweeting that? I mean, Ross did have a great point. If you say you're going to, you know, sort of slink away and not cause a scene, well, you put it up on social media. You caused a scene. So whatever side of this you come down on, what would be your message to AJ Brown? The best message is whoever provides them with the best content, 215-238-4500. Your message can make it to Times Yours coming up in an hour, 215-238-4500. Ruben, what would be your message to A.J. Brown?
Try to stay off Twitter, man. I you get emotional. You got to try to stay off. And I've had my own Twitter wars myself.
You are a transgressor.
So I think it's good sometimes to step back. Transgressor, 1-0. I think it's important just to hold off, chill out, keep it under wraps.
So here's the thing. That only, in my opinion, solves half the problem. That solves what happens when it gets out and it becomes as alarmed as this one feels. But then there's the root issue, which is just basic fundamental frustration and how he handles it and they handle it and the whole thing.
I always felt like as a leader, when there were issues with the people that are important and to try to get them in a room together to chat and to have discussion. And the only way to sort of sort things through is to try to do that. And if it's beyond that, then what are you going
to
do?
I will say this to Sirianni's credit, Ruben. I can't fathom that he hasn't tried that over the last couple of years?
I would assume it has happened.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume that based on their leadership and how they do things there, that that probably has happened.
Yeah. I mean, John, it's like a couple of days ago after the game when Sirianni's asked about all the personal foul penalties, and are you going to talk to the guys and the taunts? And he's like, I don't think we can talk to them about it any more than we have. We'll keep doing it, but like, let's not act like we haven't.
It does seem like he's got pretty open lines of communication with it. He said things on just offhand during some of these press availabilities. You know, like I make it a habit to speak to all the guys every day. He says things like this, and it's mind-boggling to me. I really do think every player in that locker room feels comfortable, you know, just shooting him a text about like something at home, you know, like, hey, my, you know, family, this, or my college team, that. It really is.
I agree with you. He's into that.
Amazingly close setup.
They vibe. But if him and Jalen, I'm saying AJ, if AJ and Jalen aren't on the same page, and it's,
well, that's
it's,
when
it's hard to bring it back together when you've had, you know, issues like that.
When
so.
You've got a relationship like that to contrast it, this sort of coldness must be a massive, like, a shock to the system within that building. You know, because it is in most cases the way everyone gets along. You got open lines. Everyone's talking. It is very honest. And then you've got whatever's going on with Jalen and AJ, who were once the best of friends. You know, I just wonder why, and I wonder how it endures.
All right. So from one great wide receiver, AJ Brown, and I hope he still has that level in him, and I tend to think he does, the one that certainly did it for a long time for the Eagles, Mr. Mike Quick.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we love having Mike on the show. And boy, oh boy, is this a week to tap into Mike's experience as a receiver, as someone who's been around the Eagles for many years.
Part-time diva.
Never-time diva. Mike, you were never a diva, were you?
Come on, I was a wide receiver, so I had to be a diva, right?
Yeah, baby.
Isn't that the
truth?
Way it goes?
Sort of.
Truth.
If you're good, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're good, do you have to be a diva, Mike?
A little. I'll say this, Mike. When you score that 99-yard touchdown to win the game, it's like, well, who else is y'all throwing the ball to? Kenny Jackson? Come on. Yeah.
Listen, man. They don't give us enough love, you know? All these guys are bunched together, and then we're split out way away from everybody else. So what do you expect? Sometimes we don't even feel like we're part of the group.
Yeah, no, I get it. Mike, we were just talking about if you had a message to AJ, and we're going to have Times Yours calls in an hour, what your message to AJ would be. What would be your message to AJ?
Wow.
What would you say to him?
Yeah, that's a really good one. I think he has to realize where he is in this moment and just try and maximize this opportunity. And I don't know if the messages that he's sending out, I don't know if that helps or hinders maximizing this opportunity. You're in a great place, great position in this space. And with a team that could be, once again, the best team in football, and make sure that you're doing everything that you can to maximize this and not hurt the process.
When you're watching the tape, Mike, how often is AJ given up on routes or, you know, not getting open? We know that there's fault to be placed on all sides of every situation, but
sure.
How well is he doing for his part?
I don't know if he's necessarily giving up on the routes. I just think that they're in that game, there are a couple of instances where they were just not on the right page, where Jalen's looking at downfield and AJ's feeling back shoulder because of the position of the cornerback. And those things happen. And it's, to me, it's not, you don't point fingers. You don't blame one side or the other. It's just that, okay, we're off there. Let's work on this. Let's make it better. Let's see what we can do to make sure that we, as again, maximize every opportunity that we have. It, to me, it's more of that. But when you're running as many slants as he runs, teams are going to start to jump on you. Teams are going to start to
play you inside.
Force you to alter that, playing inside. So then you got to have counters. You got to have that little sluggo, John. I think I heard you mention this yesterday.
I love the
sluggo. That little slant and go where you get that defender to take one step in the wrong direction, and then you're able to beat him upfield.
Yeah.
You know, when you start this feel or sense that they have a beat on what you're doing, then you have to do something else. You have to have a counter move.
What I don't understand, Mike, is we're seeing so much shell defense, what they call shell defense, where you've got those safeties deep, two safeties deep. From the way it worked when I played was when you got two deep safeties, you run the ball all day into that. Why can't we run the ball all day into that?
And even if you want to pass the ball, it doesn't matter what the defense is. There's a weakness in every defense. So even when they're running the two shell, you got to know where the voids are in that, and you have to attack those voids. The running game probably worries me more than anything, the fact that it just hasn't come around yet. But I do believe that it eventually will. Mm-hmm. I do believe that you've heard the offensive linemen say that it's close. And when I reviewed the game, I did see several plays where it was very, very close to Saquon getting to the second level. But he's getting hit so many times before he gets to the line of scrimmage or through the line of scrimmage, much more than what happened last year. So when they're able to iron out things at the offensive line and that start to work the way it worked last year, then the offense is going to look quite different.
So we played this last game against the Buccaneers. In the first half, the Buccaneers blitzed the heck out of us. They blitzed 50% of the snaps, and we were great. Jalen was great against that. Second half, they barely blitzed at all. They went from playing a lot of man to playing more zone, and we didn't seem to have answers. Does that mean that every team we play is going to look similar to what we saw in the second half? And how hard is it to get answers to what we saw?
I think it's just the strategy of the football. You know, the first half, when he's blitzing so much, Jalen had answers for the blitzes. If Jalen didn't have answers for the blitzes, you would have seen a lot more. So they go a lot more zone, and a lot more zone in the second half and taking away those windows. That's just the ebb and flow of football. And if you're not making those in-game adjustments, then you've got problems. And I'm not talking about halftime adjustments. I'm talking about right now in-game adjustments. Okay, last series, they did this. So we have to do this because they're doing that.
Yeah. Mike Quick with us here. You know, Mike, one of the facts we stumbled upon yesterday, and we started the show today talking about some similarities to 2023. Obviously, I don't think anyone thinks a true collapse is going to happen. But, you know, they might not keep winning because the ills of this season could catch up with them. Are you aware, Mike, that the Eagles have been, let's say you take away the punter running backwards to run out the clock the other day and the loss of yards there. Do you know the Eagles have been outgained in four games by 298 yards? In four games. I mean, that is 75 yards per game. What is that? Does that trouble you for the rest of the year?
24-6 at the half. Like,
well,
they were. But what do you make of that, Mike?
There's a whole lot in the mix. There's so much in the mix. But final analysis, what's their record?
No, I hear you. You're right. Yes. You're right.
Precisely. Yeah.
What's their record?
But you don't have to score more points when you're up 24-6 at the half.
Mike, true and fair. But, Mike, we were saying the same thing in 2023 when they were 10-1.
And we went all the way to the Super Bowl.
In 2024.
And we learned from 2023 to turn it around to where we won it the following year. I expect that that experience will serve us well again.
What do you make of it, Mike?
What's that famous quote? I think it was Mike Smith who said the...
agony.
Thrill of victory and the agony of reading about it the next day.
Yeah. So it's now the thrill of victory and the agony of listening to it on WIP.
Yeah.
Mike, I listen to you and Merrill every game. I sync it up to the TV. So I hear you guys complaining in the second half. So don't act like we're the only ones who complain.
No, of course I complain. If it's not going well, I'm going to complain.
Yes.
Because I want to see this team every snap dominate the team on the other side. And when it doesn't go that way, then I, like everyone else that watches the game, listens to the game, it gets to me. And I'm going to say that it gets to me.
Yeah. Listen, Mike, all good points. Let's talk about a real positive. So Quinion and Cooper DeJean are just unbelievable, man. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah, they are. So the way both these guys play the game is what I would like to see from everybody. Tenacious. They run to the ball. They are sure tacklers. Even when a receiver has a step on them, they haven't lost because they're going to run the ball down. They're going to make plays on the ball. If you have 11 guys on defense playing with the effort that these guys play with the technique that they play with, you don't lose a game. They are to find both these young guys in the draft, first and second round picks, that can step in and play the way they played. It's simply amazing to me because you don't have that many hits that impactful in the draft. And how we hit it out the park with both these guys.
Yeah, big time. Mike, your assessment through four games of Jahyd Campbell. What do you think? I mean, he looks, obviously there's going to be some mistakes from time to time, but I think he looks superb.
All of these young guys, they're going to have their mistakes along the way, but Jahyd Campbell, I just think, is going to eventually be a superstar. He doesn't need, like right now, he's feeling his way, he's finding his way, but he's not triggering yet the way he's going to trigger probably midway through the season, and certainly not next year when he really has a good feel for what teams are doing and able to dissect and understand it before it even happens, so you have an extra step, and that extra step closer to the play makes a big, big difference. He's going to be a fantastic player. He's so much fun to watch.
And how complicated does that get when Nakobe comes back? How do we get them on the field at the same time?
Oh, it's just riches of players. I don't know if they'll spend more time with him coming off the edge. Meaning Campbell.
Sure.
But
maybe
you've got
in some nickel looks.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of good linebackers. I can tell you this. You want playmakers all over the field at every position, and they're all playmakers. This defense was so much better with Nakobe in it last year because I thought he was the glue that held everything together. You didn't see a lot of missed assignments.
Right.
And even the guys up front. Nakobe has a very good feeling for those guys and how to keep those guys moving in the right direction, lining up properly, and keyed into their assignments.
Mike, great stuff, man. Always. We look forward to hearing you and Merrill and obviously Devin on the sidelines for the Eagles and the Broncos. And I said it yesterday, so you can already – I don't even know why the game has to get played. Eagles are going to be 8-0. So just so you know, they're going to be 8-0. Of course, I said Ben Simmons would be a Hall of Famer.
Skip the whole month.
So, just
don't worry about it. Just skip the month. Give them all four.
All right,
spoken like a great athlete, Joe. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something, Mike, quick. When this boots off my freaking foot, Fritz's ass is getting whooped, all right? Just so you know.
I want to be there.
I hope you are, my man. It will be a spectacle. Mike, stay well, man. Love having you on. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Mike Quick. Coming up, from one great Eagle, Mike Quick, to another formerly great Eagle, Hugh Douglas. So Hugh, of course, at 10 o'clock with Joe, but if you missed it, he said something yesterday about the A.J. Brown situation that was alarming. What Hughes said, we'll play that audio for you coming up next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about Gran Corumino. You know, Gran Corumino is phenomenal. And, you know, it's great. It's tequila, and it's awesome. And it's Kevin Hart's Gran Corumino tequila, official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles, because hard work tastes different. Gran Corumino is made with 100% blue agave and is available in Reposado, Cristalino, and Añejo. Upgrade your game day margarita for your tailgate or game watch party at your house with Gran Corumino. Find your find Gran Corumino at Roger Wilco, By Right, Joe Canals, and Original Canals. And make sure you stock up, whether it's game day or not a game day, stock up on Gran Corumino tequila, pour it out, and cheer every win responsibly with Gran Corumino tequila.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.